I guess if I my big disappointment, I think, is we gave a couple of really soft tries away in the second half that they didn't earn. So that, you know, being critical, that I think that's an area of our game mentally we got to work on, just to make sure that, you know, when we score, they score, or, you know, penalties go against us, that we're really sharp and on that next bit of play. At times we are, and at times we drift out. And when we drifted out, to be fair, Richmond took the opportunities and scored points against us. But exceptionally happy on how we played, you know, for 98% of the game after that.
And in terms of, you know, being a local derby, with Richmond having beaten Coventry last week, as I've said to Andy Garner, there is no team that can't beat another team in this league.
No, it's a really odd league, and in a way a great league, that everyone's beating everybody. You know, Hull came up into the league and beat Plymouth, who came down from the league above. You know, Ampthill have come up and you know, we're at top of the table after week three as a new team. So it'll take a while, I think, to jig that through, and it's a long season. So, you know, some of the boys, once teams picking up knocks and stuff like that, it tends to even itself out. The richer, quote unquote, teams have a bit more strength and depth and to carry you through the 30-game season. But I'm liking what I'm seeing at the moment. The energy and culture is good in and around the pitch, and we're starting to listen and apply the principles that we're working on week in and week out at the moment.
And I guess a lot of England fans will be hoping for this later on, but the forwards today for Isha really seem to dominate their opposition.
Yeah, I think we've still got to get the mindset that actually we've got a brilliant pack of forwards at the moment, and I don't think they're giving themselves enough credit at times. And you know, the last few weeks, our scrum in particular has been very dominant, which gives you a great platform to play off of, obviously, but also puts a lot of pressure on the other team when they have the ball. So we need to keep building on that. Our lineout defence and attack is getting there. Again, new hookers in the side, new jumpers and stuff, so it's settling down a little bit. But we just got to give ourselves credit, because we got a good team and good units in there, and I don't think at times we got that self-belief under pressure, but it's coming and we'll get there.
And I picked out the forwards for dominating, but that presumably allowed the backs a little bit more freedom to actually you know, explore the space that had been created.
Yeah, I mean, as a backline, when you're getting the ball going forward, you're in a good place. You know, it's really hard to defend. You've got all the pace in your game. The defence can't come up and close the space. So it's, you know, it's all in your favour. And if the more we can give our backies the ball, there's some great quality, great individuals out there. You know, they're going to score lots of points.
And I was asked on the show today for my predictions earlier. Your prediction for the big one this evening?
Well, I'm hoping for the tournament, for the game, and obviously where I'm living at the moment, I'm hoping England are going to win. You know, I think it'd be a travesty for them to go out of the tournament at this stage. You know, the rugby, the game, and little clubs like ours and across the country need England to at least get through to that quarterfinal. The energy and the buzz and the interest in all the games has just been amazing. And you know, if they win tonight, that'll only heighten all that, and we'll get more people playing rugby, and more people aware of rugby, and more people watching rugby, and that's only great for us.